Well, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Because here's the good news.
And welcome to Not Necessarily the News. Right here on a Thursday. Infesting news stories. Just like the alleged Hank FM studio mouse.
Yeah, I mean, no one's seen anything.
Maybe this explains the feedback. Maybe it's just him squeaking. I'm surprised we haven't gotten that yet. Hey, Hanksters. Welcome to it.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Well, it is Rangers opening day.
Go Rangers.
Thank
go
you.
Rangers.
3:05 first pitch over there in Philadelphia. It'll be next week against the Reds. That'll be the Globe Life Field home opener for our Texas Rangers. Last night, it technically started the MLB season. The New York Yankees blanking 7-0 the San Francisco Giants. And you know, we said that thing, because the game was on Netflix, thing from Wednesday, Adam's family was supposed to throw out the first pitch. It didn't happen.
What?
No. It was actually former Ranger manager, skipper, Bruce Bochy, who's got a big history with the Giants. They lied to us.
Oh.
Streaming services. Then they raised their rates.
How can they do that?
By the way, when it comes to it's back at it tonight for the Sweet 16, the NCAA March. I guess we're just talking about sports, aren't we,
mm-hmm.
right here? Okay.
I'm here for all of it.
March Madness continues tonight. Sweet 16 round, and I didn't think there were any left. Initial reports are when it came to perfect brackets,
mm-hmm.
but there evidently is one. This according to NBC News. And it belongs a perfect NCAA bracket for both the men's and the women's tournaments.
Ooh.
The odds of this are astronomical.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm. But for both, 9.2 quintillion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 46 million times the numbers of stars in the galaxy. A 14-year-old boy from Pittsburgh has it. Who's not interested in basketball in the least. He has just random. In fact, he even said his great name, Otto Stellhammer from Pittsburgh, 14 years old, has two perfect brackets for both the men's and the women's tournament still intact. And he says it's nothing more than 100% luck. And he can't bet on FanDuel. I know.
Sorry.
Wow. Go get him, Otto.
It's like a lot of math and sports.
Don't
Kenny
bet.
Chesney. Let's
no
talk
wager.
About him,
yeah,
shall
man.
We? Turning 58 years old today, and he's got lots of reasons to celebrate. One of the top, his old buddy Tim McGraw will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and he could not be happier. Saying on Instagram that they met at a joint called Max Cafe back in 1991. He didn't know a soul in Nashville. They went through a lot together, and, Tim deserves every bit of it. Tim also said that it was fitting that this happened during Women's History Month because he wouldn't be where he is today without his grandma, his mom, his wife, Faith Hill, and their three daughters. Yeah, he is surrounded by a lot of estrogen, like somebody else I know.
Same, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Same, bro.
Thank God for Howie.
We'll be saluting Kenny Chesney all throughout the show. Flashback coming up 7:30 as well. And speaking of music, there is new Don Williams music to play.
What?
The Gentle Giant. Yeah, unearthed recordings. In fact, they're called the Cellar Tapes because literally they found them in the basement of the Don Williams family home. Yup. They are full-on, multi-mastered recordings that were just never put on an album. In fact, the producer at the time who produced Garth Brooks, Garth Fundus, was the one that did this. And he says, I remember recording every one of them. Don would, too. Don loved them, and they just didn't make them to the album. But Don kept everything. So he did. So on the heels of, you know, getting some Waylon out there that's brand new, and think that we have Don Wood. Now, 2 years ago, there was an AI album that took over, like, Spotify and the Don Williams account. Yeah, it was 100% AI.
Oh, what?
This is not that. So this is legit stuff, and it is available for pre-order, Don Williams, the Cellar Tapes. And tomorrow on the show, in the flashback, we will play one of them. New Don Williams, tomorrow.
Fresh.
On the show.
Number one with a bullet.
How about that?
Thanks, Wink.
Real country.
Did you get your invite to Reese Witherspoon's 50th birthday party last Saturday night?
Well,
well, you were there.
Everyone's
right?
invited.
I mean, it's a great way to end your vacation. I mean, it's not Chicago, but Lainey Wilson was nice enough to shut down her Nashville bar for the occasion. That's called Bayou Keys. Nicole Kidman, Isla Fisher, Mariska Hargitay, and more all came out to have a good time. Her three kids in attendance as well. Her son, Deacon, 22 years old, and he called mom the goat on social media. That's a flex, as the kids say.
I have a minor flex.
It's giving. Yeah.
I once met Reese Witherspoon at the CMA post party.
Oh, was she picking up on you?
Can you not?
Sources say she was the belle of the ball.
Alan Jackson and his lovely wife Denise posed with their first ever granddaughter. Posting a picture yesterday of that.
Aww.
That was cool to see. Yep. And Alan Jackson may be playing his final show coming up here rather soon. That will be in June in Nashville. Star-studded thing. We'll have more on that as we get closer to it. But he's now leaning into cranking up a music festival. First ever 5 o'clock somewhere fest. That'll be happening in Florida. Coming up just before his final concert, June 12th, 13th at the Palm Beaches in Florida. Ella Langley will be the headliner. She is on fire.
She's having
right
a
now.
Moment.
Indeed. But also on the bill will be Clint Black, Shenandoah, John Anderson, Rodney Atkins, too. And also the Jimmy Buffett Coral Reefer Band. So tickets are available for that if you want to scooch on over for a little AJ Festival fun in Florida.
So if you want a quick, easy way to tick someone off without saying a word, have we got a way for you. That would be to just go ahead and click on the emoji button on your trusty cell phone. 1 in 5 of us say the thumbs up is the most annoying emoji, and half are just fed up with it entirely. They want it to just go away. 57% say, emojis are passively aggressively used by senders, and 2/3 say the heart emoji is insufficient as a response.
Now,
what is sufficient these days?
I don't know. I think I responded to an email with a thumbs up emoji just yesterday.
You know, I think they
Pretty
decided
sure you're
in,
copied on
in
that.
I think they decided in courts that that's a legally binding contract. You're agreeing to something.
See? There it is. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be offended. It's legal.
Can you not?
I will still use it right there. Shia LaBeouf was spotted in, stop me if you've heard this, a New Orleans bar, shirtless, allegedly getting into another fight. Yeah.
That's like the last 3 months of his life wrapped into one.
And then Ted Nugent will air a full-length concert on pay-per-view on Saturday, April 4th.
Woo!
So,
break out the crossbow.
Get ready for that. And then even weirder news, Stephen Colbert will be writing the new Lord of the Rings movie, Shadow of the Past.
So
it'll come out after the next one. The next one's The Hunt for Gollum. That's coming out December of 2027. But yeah, he may be on his way out, Stephen Colbert, late show at CBS. But he's a big fan, evidently, with Tolkien and Peter Jackson, who basically owns the franchise, hired Stephen Colbert to write the script for this one.
It's good to have friends.
It has its certainly critics. A lot of people very passionate about Lord of the Rings. And they're saying, and there's a lot of political opinions on this. Mainly because he keeps steering Frodo and Samwise to the far left the whole
Waking
journey.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Can you not?
I know.